Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting second. The right fielder, Junior Wooten. Batting third. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a pop-up towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive towards the mound. Newhouser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Wakefield moves to second. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wakefield moves to third. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser takes first base on ball four. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wakefield scores. Newhouser moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Wynn moves to second. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 1 in the game. Wooten hits a line drive towards short. Lapon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillenwater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullen strikes out. 2 outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 0 in the game. Lapon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wooten. Lapon reaches second base with a double. Evers scores. There goes Wakefield trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 4-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 1 in the game. Kozar is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon misplays the ball. That's an error on LePon. Christman moves to second. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christman scores. Vernon scores. Evans moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Wynn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0-for-2 in the game. Wooten hits a line drive towards short. LePon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Newhouser bunts towards the right side of the infield. Kozar misplays the ball. That's an error on Kozar. Wagner moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers bunts towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Mullen moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wakefield is walked intentionally. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mullen moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Hal Wagner. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mullen scores. Wakefield moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Newhouser hits a line drive towards short. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-2 in the game. Kozar hits a line drive into center field. Evers picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evers. Kozar moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Kozar moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0-for-3 in the game. Wooten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lake is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-3 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-3 in the game. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive towards first. Vico reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a line drive into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0-for-4 in the game. Wooten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-4 in the game. Gillenwater is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-4 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McBride moves to second. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kozar hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.